On today's show, we'll be talking about how what you do with challenge determines wealth, health, love, and vitality, or what you don't know that could be sabotaging your livelihood. From time to time, everyone faces adversity and trial. What you do with that adversity will affect the quality and happiness of your life. Will you choose a path of blaming, meaning-making, or personal responsibility? Depression or elation can come out of the same adversity. It's time to ask yourself, which response would I rather choose? Many of my clients seeking to feel and be 100% healthy share with me how difficult it is to get over a parental or a relative historical trauma. So these traumas look like child abuse or sexual abuse trauma from your childhood. These seem to be the main conversations where people really get stuck. And it's one that we aren't really taught how to deal with. Given no real guidance, these circumstances often produce the inability to forgive and move out of darkness into light. Now, I'm going to give you three possible responses and interpretations to this challenge. You will notice how the loss of personal power and freedom to express or freedom for emotional bliss and expansive living can come from the exact same situation. Now, the first response, and probably the most common response, is anger, resentment, and bitterness. Have you met someone who carries a banner of pain and suffering in their very essence? This person will have a responsibility belief system that is based on blame and lack. The individual feels that the odds are stacked against them, that they use an incident or problem as an excuse not to be more than they already are. They want others to make exceptions for them, and they live in an unreal world where their lack of success is someone else's fault. They are blind to the natural order of business and miss both an important mental attitude as well as an appropriate, timely action to accomplish tasks. And they're depressed and they're disappointed and they feel like life isn't giving them what they deserve. They're fond of thinking of themselves as, I'm a good person and I'm innocent. And on some level in their imaginations, they have done everything they could to succeed. And yet, success is obscure and unrealized. You're not wrong, by the way, if you're in this position. However, as you can see, you are in a weakened condition and are prone to struggle. Physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual struggle are encompassed in this thought form. You cannot truly succeed because you have a thought form that's dominating your consciousness that is against the natural order of abundance and joy. So that thought form, which is blaming or is resentment or is bitterness, that particular thought form creates an energy in your aura, creates a kind of a being that repels good health, good wealth, good vitality, and good love. So just understand that's the signal that you're fueling your energetic signature with, that bubble around you. So the second possible response to struggle is fuel from the struggle. The second response to the problem is to believe that you are powerless, but you will turn lemons into lemonade. You think the problem is a difficulty or curse that you had nothing to do with creating. Yet, you are churning the adversity into something you can show others you have overcome. You get fuel from the struggle. You publicly show and tell people that this problem is one that you have nothing to do with. You are versed partially in the law of attraction, so you are turning failure into fertilizer for a better future. In many ways, this second choice is what we as a culture understand best. We are listening to hear this kind of a story from those who touch, move, and inspire us. The mess to success story helps us to relate to another who is just like me, somehow. This is an excellent place to speak from for a general populace to understand the concept of turning adversity into something good or even great. If you tell your story, understanding and implementing the third approach to embracing adversity, you will have the most power. So let's go into that third response, which is the most powerful position and probably one of the most difficult places to come from, in that you're taking full personal responsibility. The third response, perhaps less popular, but by far the most powerful response, is to take full personal responsibility for what has happened, with no blame, no anger, no resentment. You create a thought form of greatness and a vibratory response of truth. This step requires a space of emotional generosity and a willingness to understand a much bigger picture. You cannot respond this way if you have not fueled your emotional tanks. You must love yourself so much that you know everything coming to you was designed perfectly to give you what you needed for a full enlightened and full ascension in this body. Now, you might be thinking, how in the world do I get to that point? I was abused, I was sexually abused, I was traumatized. How in the world can I say this was for my good? And I've prepared some questions, so you might want to take out a pencil and paper or your laptop or iPad, whatever, and just make a few notes. So just get something out to make some notes with now, and we'll begin. So begin to step into this phase of truth by asking the first one, what is it I wanted to have happen from this experience? And just take a minute and write down something. Or maybe you want to just put the player on pause and take some time to really think about what is it that I wanted to have happen from this experience? And then question two, what did I seek to learn from it? So you had this thing happen. What did I seek to learn from it? Now you might be shouting, I don't like what you're saying. I don't believe it. But I want you to just like relax and put your mind at ease and see if you can get into a big picture over the mind. Get over that mental kind of click of, oh, it's not my fault. You can't make it my fault. So shut that off. Shut that noise off. And if you could see yourself in a big picture where you actually designed a life, maybe even before you came into the body, which I'm going to say that's when most of this happens, is before you're actually born, you designed a life with some trauma so that you could grow, because humans grow from trauma. That's how we grow. That's how we move up the ladder of evolvement. That's how our energy signature gets higher. We have trauma and we grow. We have trauma and we grow. And some people check out and they go to an ashram and they don't have trauma and they just meditate all day. And they amplify one area of their life, spiritual, but they're not growing emotionally. So what we're doing here is we're looking at a full enlightenment with this. So it's an exciting journey, and you don't have to get it all at once. So what did I seek to learn from it? And then question three, how did I want to grow? So if you could see yourself, you know, as a being before you inhabited this body, and you had this notion that you were going to do something amazing or magnificent in this life, and you gave yourself this trauma to catapult you, how did you want to grow? And then the next question, what is the highest interpretation of this challenge? What is the highest interpretation of this challenge? So So when I think about this story, I think about Jesus and Judas. And when Jesus came in, he knew that his life would be sacrificed. And when Judas came in, he had already agreed before his incarnation that he would be the one to betray Jesus. So they both had their roles. And Judas agreed to help Jesus accomplish his by being the, you know, the bad guy. And so he agreed to have that role. That was kind of a miserable role to agree to. But for the greatness of the faith and for those of us who are Christian, who believe in the sacredness of the relationship of Jesus and what he came to do for us and how he needed to die on the cross for us, we needed Judas in place. So do you have some people, maybe relatives, who have held a place that's been a really yucky place so that you could actually elevate yourself? And if you knew that, would there be anything to forgive? Do you see what I'm saying? I know it's really a hard concept to get your mind around, but really kind of let your mind roll on this one because it's a good one to think about. Okay. Did I need something huge to wake me up to my divinity? Something that would be so far from who I know myself to be that I could say, I'm not that! So that you might have had it, you might have created something that was so audacious, so awful, that you really knew that that wasn't what you were meant to experience. So being 100% healthy is possible when you really go for it. You need to try new things, take more responsibility than you thought you possibly could. Fuel your emotional tanks. Life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. Nothing at all. Live to your greatest potential. Love to your fullest capacity and pursue 100% of your healthy life in every single day. Well, that's all for now. I look forward to talking with you real soon.